Wayne Mitchell Show podcast presents another live Sonic session performance.
Welcome, everyone, to Sonic's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. Joining us today, a band playing tonight at the Pawn Shop. Their latest EP is called Coming Together. Okay, 90s, everyone. Gay 90s right there.
Hey.
You know, when I was first grooving in that song in our music meeting, I just assumed it was a reference to the time period after the bisexual 80s. It's not. The gay 90s, nostalgic term referring to the decade of the 1890s, also known as the naughty 90s, Wikipedia. It refers to the decade of decadent art by Audrey Beardsley, witty plays of Oscar Wilde. Why call your band that?
I think we enjoy like the triple entendre of everything. There's so many layers that just happened, and it kind of, Malcolm actually mentioned it in a practice and we were like, what the hell? It's like, really? That's a suggestion? And then by the end of the practice, we were like, it's our name. Like, this is incredible. So.
Well, it certainly is a triple entendre. I mean, when I first heard Letterman, it made me gay. Parker Bosley, you are in not that kind of gay. Parker Bosley, you were in three other bands. Well, three that I know of. Is there more? There's not more, right?
There's more. I work as a writer with some other bands, but it's Mounties, Fur Trade, and Gay 90s.
Only three bands. Three other bands.
You got to keep busy if you want to stay alive.
What made you decide, though, that it was time to start another band?
As far as Gay 90s went, I'd actually quit kind of everything that I'd done because I was working primarily as a bass player, and I wanted to start writing songs and singing. And so it started with these two guys, Malcolm Holt and Daniel Knowlton, and we were just jamming in this weird barn with like black mold. It was really dark and pretty terrifying.
That's my favorite kind of mold, actually.
The black mold. And then Bruce Lettingham came along.
Where did you guys meet?
Well, I mean, we've been friends for years and years and years. And then now Malcolm?
Yeah, Malcolm poached me from a recording session with another band. First day with that band, and he's like, you should come check us out.
Now, traditionally, record companies, they kind of took on a big chunk of the marketing role for bands. I feel like artists are getting better and better at marketing themselves, but also sort of compartmentalizing their creativity. Hot Heat doesn't sound like Mounties, doesn't sound like gay 90s. Is it difficult for you to sort of aggregate that creativity, to sort of put something into a box before you know exactly what it is?
Yes. Once you find that box, then it's more about the people that you're working with. And so, like, with say, Hot Heat, it's like they found that sound, what they kind of want. And so then it's just about the energy that happens with those people in a room. It's the same for all of the projects that I play.
It's like each of these bands has their own sort of unique personality. Like, if each of these bands to you were a TV show, what would they be?
Gay 90s would definitely be a sitcom. Fur Trade would be the Discovery Channel, probably. Mounties would be like, what's that CBC show with the guy who just builds log cabins? Alone in the Wilderness.
Now, when you start writing these great songs, you start another band. Me, I would be jealous that you're not writing these songs for my band, but Steve Bays produced this album.
Totally. When we first started, he was just like, he came to a rehearsal and he was like, can I record you guys? And we were like, yeah, of course you can. Can you do it for free? And he was like, yeah. So, and we were like, will you buy us beer? And he's like, okay, fine. But yeah. I mean, Steve's like our spirit animal. He's like, he's totally just like shepherded us and helped us out. So, yeah.
That is quote of the millennium. It really is.
I mean, if the gay 90s had a totem pole, it would just be a bunch of Steves crouched on top of one another.
Now, the next song you guys are going to play for us is Call Letterman. The name Letterman doesn't appear in the song. How come?
We played it for the first time in rehearsal. I'd kind of brought it in, and we played it once, and Daniel got very excited, and he was like, that's going to get us on Letterman. And so we named it that just kind of as a joke, and then it never changed. And we also made a really funny Letterman spoof video, which is coming out in about 2 weeks on the 20th.
So the better question, have they contacted you yet?
No, but I'm hoping this video, I mean, I don't think he's going to be that stoked on the video. It's very tongue in cheek, but we'll see.
Well, Letterman's an older guy. You guys are very active on Twitter. I don't think he's going to tweet you. I think he'll probably send you a telegram.
Yeah, he's pretty analog. Yeah.
Yeah. So just sit there and wait
pigeon,
for the...
A pigeon will be tapping on the window.
Oh, just a seagull. Never mind. The next song you guys are going to do for us is Letterman?
Yeah.
Gay 90s.
Oh,
Mr. Letterman, get on it. Get on it. Gay 90s Sonic Session, you guys are playing tonight at the pawn shop. Who are you playing with?
The Wet Secrets. The lovely Wet Secrets.
Sonic Band of the Month. What can you tell us about those guys for those who aren't familiar?
They are an incredible rock band with an amazing bass player. And they all wear these insane from the moon glam rock marching band outfits. And it's quite the sight to see. Daniel?
Choreographed dance moves and 100-foot tall women.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, where can we buy your music?
Online, iTunes, or at our show. We have a website, Gay90s. Is it TheGay90s? Have we changed that yet?
TheGay90s.ca.
TheGay90s.ca.
So it's TheGay90s. It's specifically TheGay90s.
We're trying to get rid of the, but it's actually proven to be very difficult. It's this like monkey on our back. They just won't leave. It just wants to hang out.
So we are, it is Gay90s then. Okay. I want to make sure. I want to say it right on the radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, because otherwise everybody else will say it wrong. And yeah. The last song you're playing for us is a track called Good Times. Gay90s, everyone.
The kids all spend their money on things they don't want to do. On the front porch, uninvited, they just sit still and howl at the moon. Cause no one ever talks about what goes on outside of their world. And culture breeds contempt among them girls. And the good times are wasted on the good.
Sonic 102.9.